Beautiful track by Revolver closing us out. And this morning we are joined by the team behind Snapshot Shorts, a monthly short film series that connects and upskills young Wellington filmmakers. Founded by Shaden and co-produced by Elizabeth, the two of them have built a thriving DIY community, releasing 12 films in 12 months and packing out the Embassy Theatre. The two of them join me in studio to chat about the co-papa and their upcoming event this weekend. Morena.
Morena.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
We're very well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us on the show. Snapshot Films. For our listeners who perhaps haven't heard of you guys before, do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of what this group is?
Yeah, so started back in late 2022. At that point, a little bit directionless, but we quickly figured it out in terms of what gap we wanted to fill. And since then we've been connecting young filmmakers from different film schools or no film schools, essentially any experience level or background. We've been bringing them all together and putting together some pretty well, I'd say fun, but also pretty crazy stuff. Like you said, 12 short films throughout 2022 to 2024, and we've just finished another six, so
Yeah, a collective of filmmakers have been brought together over like Facebook over the past few years, and that's kind of where we've been basing all our comms. And from there, we're able to kind of bring together different and unique crews across each film. So each film is unique and a different story, a different director, a different crew every time. So it really means we're stretching our community into the corners of the Wellington film industry, you could say.
Cool. And how did this kind of start? Like, where did the seed begin?
Yeah, well, I think, like a lot of things, it started through trying to find opportunity and struggling to find opportunity in a way, and kind of just doing it yourself in that sense. It was very small when it started out, and like I said, the direction wasn't quite there at that point. It was essentially just coming from wanting to make short films on a more regular basis, and trying to grow a group of people that would be interested in making short films on a regular basis as well. The most efficient way to do that at the time, I guess, was to just make it. I started off as a Facebook group chat, and I just kind of spam messaged every single person I knew about it, and even people I didn't know, which is how Elizabeth came along, jumped onto the first project. Realized at that time that I couldn't do it alone, and here we are now. It's not just us either, there's an operations team that we've got that's been slowly, gradually building up to a point. I think now there's 22 people in that, so they work across the whole season on the films. And yeah, essentially it was just a lot of trial and error. There was a lot of trial and error in that first year. But we're in a point now where it's a lot more stable. And we kind of have a goal and an expectation, and we set out to make the films that, I mean, we selected six scripts in 2025, and then we delivered them all in 2026 and all that, so.
Wow, cool. And this kind of DIY community vibe, what was, like, so important about creating that and bringing people from the different corners of Wellington together?
I think when we started this, there was a lot of kind of uncertainty with the film industry, especially with the writer's strikes and the pandemic. It was very quiet time, and we wanted to create something that was both accessible but not a commitment. And so we created this tap in, tap out kind of structure where if you signed up to Snapshot, it didn't mean you were doing all 12 films in season one. You could do one, say, 1 month, and then 6 months later do another one. It kind of created a sense of sense of self as a filmmaker of like, yes, this is an opportunity that I can pursue on my terms, and it gives people the chance to balance it with their other schedules. You know, we work full time outside of this, and we wanted to make it workable around people's lives and jobs. So weekends and public holidays were our favourite thing.
I think strength in numbers is probably the biggest reason as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you have like a core group of people that you went to film school with, maybe you start making films with them, great, that's like 5 to 10 people, and they're going to wear out very quickly if you keep, you know, making short films with the same group. So I guess the strength in numbers thing really plays into the community aspect, where it is that tap in, tap out, but a lot of people actually know each other already, and then we find that a lot of people have started working on stuff outside of our network, but, you know, through people they've met, so.
Mm. A great connection, I guess, a connection point for people in all of those different worlds. Do you feel they're quite, like, segregated otherwise, and this is kind of like a good space for everyone to come together?
I think before we started Snapshot, I definitely felt that. I went to Massey for 3 years, and I felt like I didn't get to interact with Toi Whakaari or the Victoria Uni, or even I didn't really know much about UB at the time. And since Snapshot, I've been able to, yeah, touch base with those kinds of people. So I think, yeah, it really kind of breaks down those barriers and bridges that gap, which is what we're all about.
Mm. Mm. I can imagine as well, in Wellington, being the kind of like film hotspot that it is, that this would be quite a good space to connect all of those dots together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a strong like base of audiences? Like who do you kind of have coming to enjoy these films as well?
Yeah, we kind of have two audiences, one being the actual crew and what the series serves, and then obviously the people that watch the films. And I feel like a lot of friends and family are a big part of that audience base. But also we, you know, when we were releasing season one on YouTube monthly, we got some really interesting kind of viewership, especially on our Halloween special from America, I believe. That one really popped off in America because we released it on Halloween. So that was quite a cool thing to kind of tap into. But I think just people within the film industry like to tap into our series. I think now we're trying to kind of break out of that little bubble and see how we can get the films watched by just anyone and everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of changing, well, like, let's say renovating the goalposts for season two as well, where it's last season, like Elizabeth said, they were just going to YouTube every month. But now the big vision and the big goal is to put them out to film festivals and really target our audience to people that are interested in this already. Mm. And hopefully that helps us grow even further.
Mm. Cool. And season two is premiering this Saturday. Tell me about this event and how is it all being kind of premiered?
Yeah, well, so back in 2024, we did a season one screening, and that was a celebration of the 12 films. And this time we wanted to do that, but bigger and better. And so we're premiering the 6 short films from season two for the very first time ever. No one has seen these films except for a very select few. And they're going to be screened on the biggest screen in Wellington at the Embassy Theatre in the Grand. And we are trying to spread the word as far and wide as possible. We've been doing flyer drops. Here we are doing a radio interview, going crazy on the social media, just talking to people. We even did a Bunnings sausage sizzle just to talk to people with a snag and a chat about cinema and the local arts industry here in Wellington. So I think we're just trying to just do whatever we can. And we really believe in these films. I think they're our strongest yet. And it's clear that the community that came together to make these films, over 200 people worked on season two. So we're very excited to put those people on a platform and celebrate them for the hard work that they did.
That's so cool. I'm so excited for you guys to have these on show. How are you guys feeling about the premiere of it all this weekend?
Well, it's been a long time coming. So I think there's a lot of it generally, I mean, there's a lot of excitement, but I think the nerves are kicking in a little bit.
I feel it.
Yeah, it's kind of like our game day, if you want to put it into perspective for a filmmaker. So, but I think, yeah, we have a lot of trust and a lot of faith in the films, and the quality that they've come out to is incredible. We were very lucky with season two to actually also have obtained a few sponsorships that have really helped us out with visually. We've got Blackmagic, who provided a camera for us, which is really great. And then we also got some help from Department of Post up in Auckland. So both the visuals and the audios are definitely improved, which is amazing. And I think it's going to have, it's going to add, to the experience of seeing them.
Mm, cool. Absolutely. And I think part of the nerves is that we've got like a bit more of a reputation now. We've got the mayor attending, And we're just like, oh my God, Andrew Lytton's going to watch our films? Crazy. Love you, Mr. Lil. Please, please bring your friends.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. You know, I ended up emailing every single Wellington City Councillor on their website. Just being like, hey, local film event, you should come. I think it's just like getting to a point now that we've done everything we possibly could. So it's just the final push of the race. And, you know, whatever happens, it's just like we're just proud to be being able to do this, you know. It's a real privilege.
Awesome. And where can people find you, and where can people get a ticket for this weekend?
Yes, so we're across all socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We are Snapshot Shorts, and we are doing all our ticketing through Humanitix. So all the links are in our social media bios, so you can visit them there. And tickets are $25 for general admission. There's a $20 student ticket as well. And yeah, just spread the word. Get it out there.
Amen. All right. Final pitch. Why should someone get a ticket?
Oh, if you love watching movies, if you love making movies, or if you just love supporting the arts, come along to the Snapshot Shorts Season 2 premiere to see what Wellington has to offer.
Amen, amen. Oh, I'm excited. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. We're going to play a track that you guys actually suggested we bring by Wellington local band Dropper. This is Didn't Want to Be Your Light, which features in one of the films that you can see this Saturday at the Embassy Theatre. You can find out more at Snapshot Shorts, all platforms. Get amongst it. It'll be such an amazing event. Kia ora. You're listening to 88.6 FM.